Let's start with the nickname, Hollywood Higgins. How'd that come about?
It came along when I was in Pee Wee. This coach named Coach Chris. He named it. He named me it. And, man, that name just stuck around for a long time. And after a while, everybody just started saying Wood for short. So you can call me Hollywood. You can call me Wood. It really doesn't matter.
That's the Twitter handle, by the way. Call me Wood.
Wood.
There you go.
Yeah, that's Wood on Instagram, man. So, yeah.
So when you got the phone call and you knew you were coming to the NFL, what was that moment like for you?
It was a dream come true. I know a lot of people say, man, you should have went second round, third round. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's just a dream come true. As a child, you never knew what round you wanted to be. You just knew that you wanted to go to the NFL. And now that I'm here, I got work to do, man. I want to be a starter, and I want to showcase to everybody what I'm about. So I got a lot of work to put in.
When you went through 2 years ago, 17 touchdowns, over 1,700 yards with Garrett Grayson. This year, I liked your tape better this year than last year, actually, because I thought you had to do more. What kind of a receiver do you think you are and can be in the NFL?
I believe I can be a big playmaker, man. The third down calls, when the ball in the air is mine, man. So anytime the quarterback looks at me and tell me, oh, on third down, man, I want you to catch this ball. I'm going to do it, man. Whatever I can do to put this team in a winning predicament, that's what I'm going to do.
People talk about your speed, but on tape, I never saw you get caught.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody told me a story about, like, I think Brandon Marshall or something like that. He ran, like, a 4.5 or 4.6 or something like that, and they was like, they never seen him get caught. So I was like, man, you know what? Some people train for the 40 better than I did, and they can run straight ahead faster than I can, but can you do that going at an angle and different stuff like that? So, I mean, I play faster than a 4.64 that I ran at the combine, but it's all good, man.
You get to show everybody now, right? That's the point. Would you say you're fearless? Because I notice you have no problem going over the middle.
Oh, yeah, I'm fearless, man. I mean, I'm going to catch that ball regardless, man. And that's my job, so I'm going to get it done.
What motivates you now, being picked where you were on a team that drafted four receivers? Is that something that's really going to fuel your fire to come out and kind of show everybody wrong, that they're wrong?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I just put it in my bio, 18-178. I was picked the 18th receiver, and I was the 178th pick, man. So I might be wrong. It might be 175, but, yeah, man, I got a lot of motivation and a lot of stuff to give to the city, man. I know a lot of people is pushing me to be great, and I'm going to be great.
This is a team that's needed wide receivers for a long, long time. Have you got a chance to talk to the group that hopefully is going to come in and usher in a new era of high-flying football here?
Yeah, I haven't met them yet. I met RG, and I met the cornerback, Joe Hayden. He was just telling me that the energy in the locker room, man, you can just feel it. And it's special to be around, man, because I want to win. And if they want to win, then we're going to get the job done. So I'm ready.